Hi, I'm Adam Gross from the band SM Wolf.
Hi, I'm Max.
And I'm Michael.
And we're from Sonosu Recordings.
Hey, this is Malaise.
This is Bryson Cooper.
And you're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
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 From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene. The show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Christopher Golab, and I'm sad to say that this is my final episode with The Scene. That being said, I'm excited to bring you a variety of great content from over 10 artists and bands as we delve into my personal experience with The Scene. My first experience with The Scene was as an artist, when my band, Shoot Down the Sun, was recorded in January of 2019. A year later, I took an immersive learning course that gave me experience mixing live music for The Scene. I even appeared on an episode in season 10 with some of my mixes before I was hired. Let's go back to February of 2020 to hear what that sounded like.
So I'm here with Chris Golab from our Cardinal Music Group, an immersive learning class that partners with The Scene at Ball State. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Chase.
So just to give the listeners an idea of what's going on here, Chris and I split the responsibility of mixing and mastering this set. So we'll let you know what songs we have here coming up, but I want everybody to know, Chris, what are some big takeaways we should get from this set, what we should be listening to while we take this journey?
So the first thing that comes to mind is how much energy there is. All these performers bring so much to the performance. You can hear it in both vocals and in the live drums and live DJ.
You know, I totally agree with you on that one. The energy in this set is just unlike any other. You know, I've looked at other hip-hop artists in Indianapolis. I've mixed several of their shows and podcasts, and it's just I've never heard the energy like this one yet. So I'm going to let Chris pick a song for you first. What's the first thing you want to hear?
So what I want to hear first is the last song of their set. I'm not sure what the title is. There's a couple releases that haven't yet come out, and Sirius Black covers this at the beginning of his set. But I want to hear this last song. I think it might be called Candy Apple.
Candy Apple. So we'll have this sweet treat for you coming up. Let's hear the track.
When I'm dead and gone, will they miss me? No. Mixed right with a whiskey.
It's always whiskey. There's always why when people listen to me.
Sip it lightly. Sip it lightly. Give us all your money. And the apple don't fall too far from the tree. And the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Gonna show me what you made of. What you made of. Show me what you made of. Stuck in my ways, I ain't done nothing for days. I ain't done nothing for days, just let it play. I just been ducking them ducking, boy, I got enough on my plate.
What can I say? Right? I zip it blue to the haze, circling purple and rain. Working my check and insane, hiding the back of my brain. Hiding the back of my brain.
Looking for prey, down to my knees for the prey. Different degree of the prey, where can I stay? I sleep in the window display, sleep in the window display.
Black magic all in my window display. Right? Packages sandwiched in all of my lane. Right? Lucifer took on my light angel, let me in training. Yeah. I broke out and took on my rain.
But
I
feel the displays, people around me can disgrace. We undefeated for days, months in the air and the stay. Running and feeling for bands until the tequila is
hold up, bumping in battle for day. Right? Savage and rank, whoa. Let's see who rattled the chain. Yeah. Watch out for snake, yeah. Switching these lanes. Yeah. Going away, yeah.
Whatever shit you can miss me, yeah. When I'm dead and gone, when they miss me. Candy apple don't fall too far from the tree. Candy apple don't fall too far from the tree. Gonna show me what you made of. What you made of. Show me what you made of. What you made of.
Yeah. Where we
show
at, Healing?
What you made
New Ass Festival, where we at? Make some noise!
Show me.
Whoa.
Yeah. Show me what you made of. Show me what you made of.
what you made of.
Show me what you made of. Show me what you made of.
That was Sirius Black and John Stamps, who you can find anywhere you listen to music. You can find out more about Sirius Black, spelled SiriusBlvck, on his Facebook page, and you can learn more about John Stamps on his website, iamjohnstamps.com. On April 29th, 2020, I was hired as a producer and engineer for The Scene. My first episode, which was broadcast on September 19th, featured Justin Denny in the Midnight and Nick Harley in the Crawls.
With a fistful in my hand of old memories, reminding me of where I stand with two rings, two rings. Seeing the hillside from the places where I've been caught in the wrong. Of a young life left to live with two rings, two rings. It's like it hurts fire. You can't save it. You can only watch it burn. And in a moment, I do. Going my way, crazy like the rain, two rings, two rings. It's like a hairspray, you can't save it, you can only watch it burn.
Chaos again.
back on my knees, my friend. Back on my knees, my friend. And you think that someday, somewhere, you'll pick it up, start over again. And the birds, they'll keep on singing. And the children will keep on dreaming.
I'm Christopher Golab, and this is my Producer's Choice episode, where we look back at some of my favorite mixes and artists' stories. You can find more information about Justin Denny and the Midnight on his Facebook page and find their music wherever you listen to music. That is Justin, D-U-E-N-N-E. You can find more information on Nick Harley and the Crawls on Nick Harley's Facebook page and listen to him on his Bandcamp. The next episode I produced was a Mainstays episode, where we feature artists from multiple performances. For this episode, I remixed both Heaven's Gateway Drugs performances. Here's Gone to Ground from a performance in 2015. Heart that makes no sound. You can find more information about Heaven's Gateway Drugs on their website, heavensgatewaydrugs.com, and find their music wherever you listen to music. Next, I conducted the first scene interview with Laura K. Balky over email. Laura has been playing live music since 2002. Back then, she played many performances at the Blue Lion Coffee House in Pierston, Indiana, likely including her first performance. Laura started writing music at the age of 13 and released her first EP in 2006. Because she does a lot of her writing during long drives, the Voice Memos app has also been a helpful tool in her songwriting. I'm Christopher Golab, and you're listening to my Producer's Choice episode, where we look back at some of my favorite mixes and artists' stories. Artist engagement became a significant part of my role with the scene after that episode. My next interview was in another Mainstays episode with Adam Gross, the frontman, songwriter, and lead singer of SM Wolf, a power pop rock band from Indianapolis. That episode included multiple performances, new releases, and an interview that took place throughout the episode. Here is some never-before-aired content from that interview. Now, what's it like to gather an audience and to keep them engaged and to get people to really care about what you're doing with your music?
That's the hardest part. When I was a kid and I first started playing, like, there were no bands at my school. We were like the only bands. So people kind of cared then, but like, you know, the constant like begging for attention is real. And I've been doing it since I was 13 years old. There's always someone that's more popular than you, you know, even when you're like the Rolling Stones, there's the Beatles. It's really difficult to keep that in perspective, I think. I've been lucky that I've really built up like a good group of people and enough people in Indianapolis that care about what I'm doing for me to keep doing it. And, you know, I mean, it's I see it all the time. I'll go to a show of a local band or a non-local band, and I'm like, man, this band is amazing. Why is nobody here? And it's so much of it's just a popularity contest and who you know and how much time people have given to you. If you have important people saying, this band's great, people will believe it. But there's a lot of great bands that no one says that about. Or like, yeah, when you go to a show of like a national band in your town and you're like, oh my God, where are all you people? Like last Friday at this other amazing show that was just local, but like same type of thing, you know, like it's a struggle. It's always a struggle.
Since all of the performances we featured on this episode are from the Hi-Fi, do you have any more stories you'd like to tell about performances you've played at the Hi-Fi?
I played Tonic Ball, which is like a big event with where everyone plays covers, and it's for charity for people who don't know that. We did Elton John, and I had played 3 sets previously that night with other bands. Like I played sax with a band, and I played bass with 2 bands. And SM Wolf, we had like 10 people on stage, and we did Elton John, and we did like The Circle of Life and Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And yeah, the Hi-Fi was sold out. It was completely packed. And I started just like acting like a rock star, like playing it up, like hamming it up, like Elton John style. And I was like rolling around on the floor and like reaching my hand out to people and just like being ridiculous, like on my knees, like screaming, you know. Afterwards, people were like, oh my God, who is that person that was just up there? Like, who are you? And I was like, I don't know. I have no idea what that was or where that came from. Because it was at the Hi-Fi and like they have such a pro setup, it feels like you're playing like a very pro show. So it seemed like acceptable, I guess. I don't know if I would have done that somewhere else. Like right afterwards, I was immediately like, oh my God, that was so embarrassing. I can't believe I did that. But then people started being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, all right, maybe I got some here.
Well, thank you for sharing that story, Adam. My next question is, how do you make music a priority?
Well, that's been a problem in my life.
That's fair.
It's like it's led to some issues in relationships and work and stuff like that. But generally, music kind of comes first in my life. It used to be the situation where like I would drop anything to play a show that seemed anywhere close to promising, you know, because like you're always hoping for that break, playing for that right person. So like wanting to take every possible opportunity. The older I've got and the more I realize like those opportunities are really hard to come by. And like, you know, just like I've been promised so many good situations and I've dropped other things in favor of like a good musical situation. And then you get there and find out you were lied to or that it just didn't pan out like the person was expecting. So I think that's just always a balance you have to play where like I met our label owner playing at South by Southwest and we played like 4 shows in 2 days and every show was a bust. Like none of them were packed, but he was at one of our shows and met him and it was really awesome. So like I still have to take those chances on those opportunities, but at the same time, I try to be a little more realistic with myself now.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying about still keeping optimistic and still taking shows, but I think that being realistic would actually allow you to keep having that drive to keep playing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you have to be realistic with yourself, which is really hard, but it's possible.
My next interview was with Emily Plazek, the mind behind Malaise, a Bloomington-based dream hop artist. The episode included some of my favorite Malaise songs, including the world premiere for not one, but 2 songs. Here is some never-before-aired content from the interview, followed by The Malaise from the album Falling Versus Rising. Could you tell me a little bit about your songwriting process and maybe how long that takes?
What happens with me is, so I'm always writing in notebooks. I have like physical notebooks and I also have my computer notebook and I write like every single day, different times a day. I used to be like more regimented with like having like a morning process I always listen to. Sorry, I always wrote during, I would call it my morning glory writes. And I'd always get up early to do that no matter what I had done the night before, even if I'd stayed up very late. I don't do that as specifically, but I do write more often, like throughout all different times a day now. And I know it's very weird. I will be writing a lot and then I'll notice I'm in flow state, like I'm in the zone and I write a ton and it's all like kind of around one central idea, whatever is happening at a particular point right there in that day, in that moment in my life. And I'm like, okay, there's a song here. So I go over the piano and I have the big notebook with probably multiple pages or on my computer, you know, like typed out like multiple pages. And I start playing the piano. And I kind of tinker around for a while. And let's call this like, this could have been 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour after writing. So we're like an hour maybe into the song. 5 minutes, depending on how long I was writing. And then I'll put on my voice memo and I'll start recording. And I'm just tinkering around on the piano, trying to get a feel for like which key I want it to be in first. And then I just kind of improv for a while until I hear like a tiny motif or something that I just feel is like, oh, that's good. And then it becomes like a negotiation between the words in front of me. I probably have an idea of like which of the lyrics are like the ones I really want to start with. At least like a couple lines. And this becomes a practice in letting go and surrendering because I you know, a lot of people like writers will say, not even just music, but writing, they'll say it's hard to edit yourself. It's hard to let go of certain things. I'm very good at it now because I've had to, because I'll write so much, but only so much can get into a song. So I'm like chopping parts off. I'm rewriting some phrases. I'm letting go of an entire page. I'm finding another piece. And it becomes that negotiation between which piano parts and feeling out what like feels good. Like, ooh, you know, these words are good, but they don't fit at all with this melody line. Like that's very icky, that doesn't work. So I'll go back and forth and then I end up with the song. And usually that process takes me, I don't know, maybe an hour. That's like really like deep and flow state, cool stuff. So then what I do is I record, like I have that probably hour-ish. It's less, it's more sometimes, probably like about an hour. And I'll record one demo. I'll press stop on the recording so I have that saved, all that songwriting. And then I'll do one demo and I'll sleep on it. And I'll let it assimilate. And then I like start listening to it. Like I'll go on walks or just like, you know, when I'm making breakfast or something. So listening to it and I'll go back to the piano and play it again as I'm like totally memorizing the lyrics. So I don't need the page anymore. And then I just do that for like a couple days or whenever. And now I've like completely embodied it. So I have like a repertoire of like hundreds of songs that I've written. Like, I mean, these Dialectic, all these albums have like 7 to 9 songs each. Usually I just need like a little bit of a trigger to remember a song. So I have 2 pianos. I have this recording one right here in my studio. And then I have one downstairs that's like more of like a sitting weighted keyboard. And on it, I have this little box that I made. Well, it was a box I decorated. That's the part I made. I hot glued a bunch of like fishing lures and rocks and seashells and stuff on because of the whole like I'm out on the sea sanctuary thing I always go back to. And in this box is a bunch of little yellow slips of paper that's just cut up post-it notes. I have each of my songs and the key that it's in, and maybe like one tiny other like reminder for myself of like what note the right hand starts on or something. And I have this box of like, you can shake in like a bunch of piece of paste, like, you know, at least like 100 like pieces of paper inside. And I'll play a game sometimes where I like pick them out, and that's how I remember how to play my songs. I do this like a game. So then the song's written and I've embodied it. The next step would be I record it, the piano and the vocals. I can do that in a day sometimes, like just an afternoon. I'm pretty specific about like my vocals because I like a certain like edgy, raw, conversational sound to it. So sometimes I have to be like, oh, I'm not nailing it today. I have to set this down and come back another day. Sometimes I'm recording songs and it takes me like a long time to like really get something's up, you know, like I can't nail it. So I might send Andrew something in a day. I might send Andrew something and like after I've held on to something for months. I'm always working on something like that. But once he gets it, he's pulled stuff together overnight for me. So like we can do things really, really quick sometimes. It's all just depend. It's very strange, like very different every single time. But that's about the gist of it.
That was Malaise on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio. You can find her music anywhere you listen to music and visit her website to learn more about her at MILLAZE.com. I had the pleasure of recording Bryson Cooper, a country artist from my hometown of New Palestine, Indiana, this season. This episode included really great in-studio recordings of both released and unreleased music. Here is some never-before-aired content from the interview, followed by Shotgun from Bryson Cooper's first EP. What is some of the best advice you've ever received?
It's a good question. I would say I met this dude who's a guitar player in Nashville for a band, session guitarist. And, you know, he told me to just play, you know, just play the heck out of everything you do. No, you know, don't 100% every time, you know, and it won't go unnoticed. You know, you might seem like it, but eventually someone's going to be there. You know, eventually the cards will fall, you know, for something. And, you know, he said, you know, he's been doing it for so long, and finally in a bar one night, you know, there was someone important, you know, and someone, you know, and he said, just whatever you're doing, it could be to a crowd of two or a crowd of 100,000 people, you know, do it your best every night, you know, at least try to. And I would say that's the best thing you can do. Yeah.
How has the pandemic changed your experience as an artist in the Indiana music scene?
I think you get so used to playing, you know, every weekend or many weekends in a row before then. And then when you get a gig now, it's like, yeah, let's do it. You know, before you might get burned out a little bit, you know, but not too much. You know, you try to keep it up, but now it's like, all right, we got a show. Let's do it. You know? So I think it really, changed my mindset a little bit and made me appreciate it more.
Down the street from where I grew up, there was this hometown ball. I looked at you and you looked at me, so I asked how you are. One drink led to another, she hopped into my car. My mind was rolling and my tires were spinning as you started stealing my heart. She was riding shotgun with her hair undone, telling her she's the only one who's ever gonna get my button-up shirt undone. Oh, and she was shotgun and ice cold wanting. And when her daddy finds out that she's the one I want, I'll be packing when the morning comes. He's gonna yell pop, son, with his shotgun. Pulled into my drive, burning those taillights, thinking about laying you down. Pulled you another one, put an old vinyl on, hope you like Jackson Brown. You smiled at me, gave me a kiss, said, boy, you're something else. I grabbed her hand and pulled her on in, said, baby, let's burn this down. She was riding shotgun with her hair undone, telling her she's the only one who's ever gonna get my button-up shirt undone. Oh, and she'll shotgun and ice cold wanting. And when her daddy finds out that she's the one I want, I'll be packing when the morning comes. He's gonna yell pop, son, with his shotgun. So I leaned in for one more kiss, hoping I could do no wrong. Before I knew it, she was out that door and our love was all but gone. Lord, take me back to when she was riding shotgun with her hair undone, telling her she's the only one who's ever gonna get my button-up shirt undone. Oh, and she's shotgun and ice cold one. And when her daddy finds out that she's the one I want, I'll be packing when the morning comes. He's gonna yell pop, son, with his shotgun.
That was Bryson Cooper on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. My final interview for The Scene was with the founders of The Sauna, a Muncie DIY venue. You can check out that interview on episode 26 of this season, season 11. We'll be right back with an excerpt from the 2020 Halloween episode and some more great music. We're back with The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. I'm your host, Christopher Golab, and this is my Producer's Choice episode, where we look back at some of my favorite mixes and artist stories. Along with two of the mixes featured on the 2020 Halloween episode, Halloween with The Scene, I wrote the plot, voice acted, and designed the sound for this episode. Take a listen and immerse yourself into this hauntingly fun adventure featuring Chase Carter, Kyler Altenhoff, and myself.
Hi, everyone. We're about to start recording the Halloween episode of The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. The guys gave me this address, and we thought it'd be really cool if we just recorded this... The guys thought it would be cool if we recorded in this spooky old abandoned house. And this is the address. Oh, yeah, this looks like the place. I was not expecting it to be this big. Guys? And there's no one behind the door. It's classic. Guys? Chase? Kyler? Where are you guys?
From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University. This is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. This week's host is Christopher Golab for a very special Halloween episode. I have here with me Chase Carter and Kyler Altenhoff. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Kyler, Chase.
Chris, how did you get here? I thought you were already here.
I got a text message that said I should just come in.
But you told me to come in.
Wait. But Kyler texted me to come in.
Wait. But you... No, you texted me to come in.
My phone has no signal.
You said I got here first, and then Chase showed up.
Wait.
And I... Something's
who,
wrong here.
Wait.
You texted me, and then Chase texted me, and then Chase said...
Silence! If you plan to leave alive, you will have to survive 3 rooms of this cursed house. Follow the stairs to the first room on your right. The first ghoul is already waiting for you.
I don't like this guy at all.
Yeah, who's the guy?
I thought I heard something. It said, like, go upstairs. Was that you?
No.
Oh, come on, guys. Stop playing with me.
I'm thinking we should head upstairs.
Okay, we can go upstairs, but we're not going to find anything.
Have you guys not seen any scary movies? You shouldn't do what the disembodied voice says.
Yeah, well, we don't really have any other options.
Yeah, you bring up a good point.
I just wish the lights worked in here.
It's just an old house.
I prefer the dark.
Just hold on to the rail.
Okay. Wait, Chase, is that your hand?
I think it's just the dust.
This dust feels like a hand.
Some weird dust.
Hold on. Do you guys hear the chains coming up behind us?
What is that?
Oh no, man, I can't see anything.
Let's get going.
Let's just get in this room.
Yeah.
Okay, we're safe.
Dude, what's that? What's that shaking under the bed?
What's that?
Do you see that?
No.
What is it?
Did something go under the bed?
I don't know. Maybe we should check it out.
Yeah, if there's someone or something under the bed, what? I'm not
Why
getting
would we
you
check
that.
It sounds like music. Okay, let's just move it out of the way then.
Oh, okay. That makes it a lot better. Sure, let's do it.
And then we'll be grouped up. Nothing happens when people are in groups, right?
True.
That makes sense.
You know what? Your logic is flawless.
Okay,
let's do it.
On the count of three.
Okay. Ready?
One, two, three.
For the next challenge, head downstairs into the kitchen, where the witches aren't the only thing stirring. Don't accept their apples.
Hey guys, the door's unlocked.
It is? Okay.
Finally.
Gosh. Not hearing any chains, so let's just head downstairs.
Yeah, alright. Let's go. Hopefully no dust hands this time.
Careful, don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Do the stairs not quite feel like they're supporting us like they were when we went up?
No, they feel a little wobbly.
Oh, whoa. Not again.
Oh, no, oh no.
What's
oh,
with
no,
this
oh,
house?
No, no, no. Whoa! To find out if we make it out alive or if I'm still producing episodes from that same haunted house, check out episode 10 of season 11, Halloween with a Scene. You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. I'm Christopher Golab, and this is my Producer's Choice episode,
where we look back at some of my favorite mixes and artists' stories. I want to feature the two bands that I mixed for the Halloween episode. We'll be hearing a song from Bed Forms from the 2019 Virginia Avenue Music Festival. Then one song by Moon Goons, recorded at Village Green Records on May 25th, 2019.
Saying I got somewhere
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. I'm Christopher Golab, and this is my Producer's Choice episode, where we look back at some of my favorite mixes and artists' stories. You can listen to Bedforms and Moon Goons anywhere you listen to music, and find more information about them on their Facebook pages. I want to bring you two final mixes from The Sick Boy Method and Wife Patrol. We recorded The Sick Boy Method, a Muncie-based instrumental rock band, at the Sauna in the spring of 2020. Wife Patrol, an Indianapolis grunge-inspired rock band, was recorded at Midway Music Fest on October 5th, 2019. We'll be right back.
We're so glad to be here.
That was The Sick Boy Method and Wife Patrol on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. You can listen to both of these bands anywhere you listen to music and find more information about them on their Facebook pages. Wife Patrol's website is wifepatrolband.com. Thanks for joining me on my final episode. This experience has been incredible, and I'd like to thank Sean Ashcraft, Chase Carter, Kyler Altenhoff, Gabe Bois, Jacob Holtzman, Paul Butler, as well as our partners in Cardinal Music Group for making this experience so special. Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State. Ball State's music media production program are underwriters and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Kyler Altenhoff, Jacob Holtzman, Paul Butler, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Hua is our booking and communications coordinator. Special thanks to all of the venues who let us record this week's artists. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene.
Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @TheScene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us. It's been really great to be with you. Join us again next time to hear what's happening in The Scene here on The Scene.